In Little Rock, Arkansas, on the corner of Archer and University Avenues, sits one of the largest Native American archives in the world.
You know, obviously people are thinking, why in the world is this collection of Alaska Native films in Arkansas?
Aaron Fair is the archivist at Sequoia National Research Center.
But as you can see, we do have Alaska Natives in Arkansas, although we are small and few in number.
If it's not already clear from her accent, Fair grew up in Arkansas. But her grandmother, she's Yupik from Hooper Bay. And for the past few years, Fair's work has focused on her Alaska Native roots. In 2014, the center got a $24,000 grant to digitize more than 1,200 films by the Inupiaq TV producer Jeannie Green.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Green, and I want to welcome you to the 2016 Heartbeat Alaska Christmas Special. Thank you so much for joining me.
Green has a number of series under her belt, like This Generation and Northern Lives, but she's most known for Heartbeat Alaska. This episode, it's basically like an hour-long Christmas card. People wish their families Merry Christmas, from Sitka over to Seward and all the way out to the village of Tuluksac on the Kuskokwim River. That's where a woman sings O Christmas Tree in Yupik. These videos, they're snapshots of Native life in Alaska. They're sometimes rough and often unrehearsed, but it's real life, something a lot of people can relate to.
Heartbeat Alaska, I'm sure, like, you know, as many Alaskans are familiar with, I grew up watching.
Heidi Davis is another of Arkansas's Alaska Natives. She's Tlingit and Haida and grew up in Southeast.
Mostly Cake, and then my mom moved us back and forth between Juneau and Sitka, and I lived there for 22 years until my husband and I moved out.
Her husband was working aboard the Coast Guard cutter Maple when they met in Sitka. Now the two are working towards undergraduate degrees from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock, where Davis has also been interning at the Sequoia National Research Center this semester. She's cataloging the Jeannie Green videos.
Do you ever recognize people in the videos?
Oh, yeah. Because I was so excited about it, they started out with like a lot of the Cake videos and a lot of like the Sitka videos. And I mean, a lot of the names on there are really familiar and names that I'm sure you're familiar with there in Sitka. Tommy Joseph was on one of the videos that I was watching a couple of weeks back.
Joseph is a Tlingit woodcarver in Sitka, known for his totem poles. So Davis tags that video with Joseph's name and any other keywords. The goal is to make these videos available on the Sequoia National Research Center's website. With the help from the center's other intern, Stephanie Rabideau, who also has Tlingit and Haida roots, the two should finish cataloging this summer. They're getting college credit for the work, and Davis has plans to go on to law school after she graduates next year. Growing up in Cake, she says she never could have imagined her life today.
You know, me being a Tlingit and Haida from Southeast Alaska is that I've come so far in Arkansas, and I'm working on something that, you know, ties me to my roots. So I think it's pretty amazing.
She says she hopes to move back to Sitka with her family someday. But for now, her work is what's keeping her connected to Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.